How can I say some peace? I just want some peace in my life. Okay. Let's talk about it today, because the Bible says He is the Prince of what? Well, let's find out today. See what we can find out in a practical way without any spinning. Let's see what we can find out today about Jesus, this peace thing. Can I get that? Oh, yeah. Let's look at it. The Prince of Peace. We're rolling. If today's your first time, we do church this way. We put the verses on the big screen. You can go back, and a lot of work has gone into the creating of the message, the PowerPoint, everything. You can go back. You can take, just put fellowshipinglewood.com or pastorgary.com, go to the PowerPoints, click on it. You can just have the notes and do this at the house. Amen? Look at everything, because you ought to grow and know this stuff. It's great. People use these kind of things all over. So we're glad to use it, ask you to help us today, okay? 1 John 4:9-10. We've been talking. We're in a little series on mercy. Remember, say, mercy. And then last time I spoke, Terry spoke in the service last week, but it was the mercy seat. Remember that? The mercy seat where God and man what? Meet at the mercy seat, okay? And today it's a message on peace, the Prince of Peace, but we're going to tie it together. So let's go. Here we go. And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might what? Live. Now help me now, through Him. Herein is love. A great verse, you ought to know it. Herein is love, say it with me, not that we what? Love God, but that He what? He loved us, and He sent His Son to be this big word, the propitiation for our sins. And on last time when I spoke to you, we talked about that. The word propitiation is the same word as what? Mercy seat. God sent His Son to be the mercy seat for us. That's where the priest would go and make a sacrifice once a year and for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus Christ came, gave His life, died on the cross, and God accepted that offering. Jesus raised from the dead. God accepted that offering once and for all for us to be saved forever. So a priest doesn't go in every year having to do that. Jesus did it once and for all. God's Son, God's plan. Do I understand it? No. Do I accept it? Absolutely. You understand? Say. Okay? So we talked about it. So this word propitiation or mercy seat means to what? Appease God's wrath. Jesus Christ did what? He appeased God's wrath. And you can be upset all day long if you want to and then say, well, God's mad at me. I don't like God that's mad at me. But that ain't going to make Him not be mad at you. Okay? We've all sinned. He's holy. You're not. I ain't. Amen? Say, we got that down. We've all sinned. He ain't. Okay? He's holy. And He is not going to have anything to do with you and me for eternity. If we're sinful, that's just, He sinned in His presence. Okay? That's the way it is. So He gave His Son for us as a sacrifice so that we could be saved and we could have His righteousness instead of our unrighteousness. Does that make any sense? Trying. Here we go. So He appeased the wrath of God. What Jesus did, He paid in full what God demanded. Jesus Christ paid in full what God demanded. And to me, I said it to you a couple of weeks ago, it answers so many questions. Well, what about this religion? And what about that religion? And what about this? And what about good works? Well, that religion or this religion or good works is never going to pay in full your need and the demand that God has placed. He only accepts what Jesus Christ has done, His Son. He came up with the plan. He instituted the plan. He is God. You ain't. Amen. Yes or no? When you find out who's in charge, it'd be better to do what who's in charge says instead of going, well, I ain't going to do what you say because you ain't going to be around very long. Does that make sense? That's how the world works. But now, God, we can say whatever about Him. Are you kidding me? He's holy and righteous, and He doesn't do anything wrong either. What He does is perfect. Amen? And He loves you. And so that's what we talked about. So the price, because of Jesus Christ, say it with me, has been what? Paid, and it has been, say it with me, paid in. Okay, that's ultimate debt-free right there. Amen? Say, that's debt-free, baby. Come on, because nobody can. The Bible goes on to say, did you know nobody can bring claim against you before God? Nobody can bring accusation against you. Now, we have one called the accuser of the brethren. That's Satan. But no one can legitimately bring claim or against you and me because the price has been paid in full. Does that make sense? That's a crazy love that God has for us, isn't it? Say, crazy something good God's done for us. So, we talked about that. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus. Say those last three words with me. Once for all. Okay? But this man, that's Jesus, after he offered one sacrifice for sins forever, he's what? Sat down where? On the right hand of God for you and me. For by how many offerings? One offering he hath perfected. How long? Forever, them that are what? Sanctified. Wow. That's a pretty nice Christmas gift. How about that? Say. Thank you, God. Thank you. Let's keep moving. We're looking. Don't go to sleep on me. Come on. The mercy seat is where God and man what? Meet. And we talked about that. You can go back and see that message online. Whole thing. And it is Jesus Christ. Say it with me. The who sits now on the what? See, every year the priest didn't sit on that mercy seat in the tabernacle in the Holy of Holies. The priest didn't go in and go, sit down. No. Couldn't even touch it. Remember, say? Mm-mm. No. He didn't do that. But Jesus is now set down at the right hand of God forever, where He ever lives to make what for you and me? Intercession for our what? Sins. It's incredible. So, Jesus Christ is our Prince of Peace. Now I want to take the message down. Let's bring it to Christmas. Are you ready? Here we go. Come on. Okay, let's look at some stuff. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were sometimes far off are now made nigh by the blood of Christ. Got one other scripture I want to give you before we keep moving. For He is our what? Very important verse. Who hath made both one? Okay? He has made us one with God. We're no longer enemies or at enmity with God. We now have relationship with God because of Jesus. He is our peace. And He has broken down what? The middle wall or the partition that was between us. Jesus did that. This is so huge for your thinking. Having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of the commandments contained in ordinance, for to make Himself of twain one new man, so making what? Peace. We're going to talk about peace today. And that He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. And He came and He preached what? Peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. For through Him we both have what now? Access by one Spirit unto who? The Father. Now therefore you're no longer what? Strangers and foreigners, but you're what? Fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Hallelujah. And you're built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief what? Cornerstone, in whom all the building now fitly frames together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you're also builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Boy, that's a mouthful, isn't it? He did that for you. The mercy seat. Jesus came to give us peace. To abolish anything that was between us and God. And you're going to try to go there on your good works? Are you kidding me? Say. Boy, you're smoking something's what you're doing. That's the nuttiest thing on the planet. Look at me, God. I'm good. I know you gave your son, but look at me. I'm more special than him, ain't I? No, you're not. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. I never knew you at all. Is that what the Bible says? Flat out. Jesus is the mercy seat. Yeah, but these false religions, they're so well-meaning. You can be well-meaning all day. You can be well-meaning and wrong. Say, you ever known anybody did something they really thought they were doing the right thing, but it turned up getting them in a lot of trouble? Say. Sure! I'm glad God didn't hang our eternal destiny on your well-meaningness or my well-meaningness. I'm glad He put a plan together and that He was in charge of it from the get-go. Or we'd screw it up. Amen? Say. Absolutely. That's Jesus. He did that for us. Now, let's move the message forward. And that is, Jesus Christ is, say it with me, the... Well, what does that mean? That's what I want to talk about. Here we go. For unto us, one of the greatest verses in the Bible. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulder, and His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. I want to explore that with you for a few minutes and then tell you what I think, well, certainly what I know it means to me. Amen. First of all, just a little bit of stuff. The Bible tells us the prince would be born where? In Bethlehem. I've been there many times. It's a real place. It exists. Hundreds of years before, in a place that was so small you can't even hardly find it, God said hundreds of years before, this is where He would be born. And guess where He was born? Was His mom and daddy from there? No, they had to travel a long way, and it was pretty tough to get there, but they got there. And that wasn't their plan, but it happened. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall He come forth unto me that's to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. And this man, Micah prophesied, shall be, say it with me, the peace. He's coming. He'll be born in Bethlehem. Say it with me. He? Nail it, baby. He was. It happened. Let's keep looking. Number two. The prince would bring what? Good news. Isaiah prophesied, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that brings good tidings, that publishes what? Peace. That brings good tidings of good, that publishes salvation, that says unto Zion, thy God reigns. He would bring good news. In the New Testament, Jesus said unto them, say it with me, go ye into all the world and preach the what? The word means good news. To every what? Best news you'll ever hear is that if you put your faith in Jesus Christ, you won't burn in a devil's hell. That's some pretty good news right there. Well, I don't believe in hell. Well, you can do it there again. You can be as well-meaning as whatever and burn forever. You hear me today? Say, I know that's tough preaching, but it's the truth, guys. Plain English. Come on. Listen, the best news you'll ever hear is that God loves you, and by putting your faith in His Son Jesus, you can be forgiven and have a relationship with Him, and you will never perish. Does the Bible say you will never perish if you put your faith in Jesus? Does the Bible say that? Repeatedly. Absolutely. Is that good news or what? Is that like the best news ever? Say. Come on. It's incredible. So He would bring good news. Say it with me. He what? He did. All right. We're just rolling. Come on. Now this prince himself would be a what? An offering for our... We've been talking about that with the mercy seat thing, all that stuff. Isaiah prophesied, He was wounded for our transgression. Hundreds of years before it ever even happened, it was prophesied He would be wounded for our transgressions. He would be bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our what? There's our word. Was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Romans, New Testament. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have what? Peace with God through who? Did it put your name there? We have peace with God through your good works? We have peace with God through some false religion? No, we have peace with God through our Lord who? Jesus Christ. I know I'm hammering that pretty hard today, guys, but I want you to spend a Christmas this Christmas knowing Jesus is your Savior, and you can go to bed at night for the rest of your life knowing I know the truth. Amen. And the truth just sets you what? Free. Amen. So the prince himself would be an offering for our sins. And he what? He was. So he'd be born. He was. He'd bring good news to us. He did. He would die for our sins, make a sacrifice for our sins. He did. The prince came to give what? Peace to sinners. He came to give us peace. It said He was the Prince of Peace. Jesus speaking, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus says unto him, I am, say it with me, the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He came to give peace to sinners, people like me, people like you. He came to give us peace. John 14, Jesus continuing to speak. Peace I leave with you, that's the word. My what? Peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be what? Troubled, neither let it be afraid. Wow, man, I don't know what it is He's wanting to give me here. But it sounds pretty good. Are y'all hearing me today? He's wanting to give me peace. When I put my trust in Him, when I put my faith in Him, my belief in Him, He is the Prince of what? Well, I'm looking for it. The Prince came to give peace to sinners. And He did. And I like this part. And He still does. Now, having said all that, the Prince of Peace would do all these things, and ultimately He came to give peace to who? Sinners. People. Okay? Us. Let's look at that. And that's the question this morning. The Prince of Peace came to give me peace? How does He even know who I am? He came to give me peace? Are you kidding me? Yeah. What is it? I mean, peace. Is it like, peace, brother? Is it peace? What is peace? What is peace? Yeah, I mean, peace would be different for a lot of us in this room. It would depend on your situation. Obviously, peace with God. We could say some quick answers like that, but peace is a big word. Peace has a lot of meaning. You understand? Yes or no? Peace. So what is peace? Now, peace in the Hebrew word, say it with me this morning, is? See, y'all knew that. How many of y'all know a lick of Hebrew except that word? That's about it, ain't it? How many didn't even know that one? Well, you got educated this morning. Here we go. One more time. Peace in the Hebrew is the word shalom. You meet Jewish people, they most likely aren't going to go, howdy, like I do. Hi, y'all. They're going to do this. Shalom. Shalom. I've been to Holy Land many times, but you don't have to go overseas to hear them say this. How many have heard it here many times in the States? Especially you guys from the New York area and places like that on the other coast, you hear it, don't you? Shalom. 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 It is, pop it up, the most often spoken, now listen to me, listen to the thinking here. Shalom is the Hebrew word peace. Okay? It is the most often spoken and the most common word used by the Jewish people throughout all ages, and still is today. The number one word you will hear a Jewish person, and of course, why do I say that? Because the Old Testament's in Hebrew. Jesus, you know, Jewish, okay? Down through the lineage, okay? Through the Old Testament. The word that Jews speak today, the Jewish people speak today, the number one word, way more than any other word they ever say, is the word peace. It's the word peace. And He should be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of what? Peace. It's amazing to me that the number one word the Jewish people say, and yet so many have not put their faith in Jesus as Messiah, the number one word that rolls off their lips all the time is His name, the Prince of Peace. Just think about that for just a minute. I just think that's remarkable. They could say any word. But that's the word. And it's His name. It's incredible. Keep looking. I started thinking a little deeper. Peace is something that is what? It's universal. It transcends all racial, cultural, and national boundaries. Peace. Doesn't matter who you are on this planet. If I walked up to a guy on the street in another country, I said, hey, in his language, hey, do you like chicken? He'd go, no, I don't like no chicken. I don't want no chicken. Okay? I know I'm acting crazy. Here we go. Listen, you can say, do you want children? He would go, no, I don't want any children. I see children. I don't want none. You might say, you might go to a lady in another foreign country. Hey, would you like to have a man be married, have a husband? No, I've seen people had him. I don't want one. You know, you just never know. Here's my point. I know that's crazy. Here's my point. If you go on the street, any country on this planet, you find out their word for peace and what that word really is, and you speak it to them, say, do you want peace? And I believe overwhelmingly every person you speak to on this planet would say, I would like peace. Did you hear what I just said? Yes or no? We're different. We have different opinions. We're this. But I guarantee it. Now, will they understand totally what that word means? Probably not. But I do believe there's something inside. I think it's universal. Rich, poor, high, low, doesn't matter. Peace. And Jesus is called the Prince of what? Peace. He can meet that need for every man on the planet. And it's something inside of every man, woman, boy, child on the planet I believe that they want. I just think that's a remarkable thing. That's who He is. Keep looking. Now, whether people truly know what it is or not, I think almost everybody on the planet would want it. Amen. Peace. Yes, I want peace. How can I get it? Let's talk about it. So what is peace? That's the question now. So what is peace? What is this peace, Clark, you're talking about? This shalom. What does it mean? When you look in the Webster's Dictionary and you look up this word, peace, it's not like another word. Some words, it's just got a little simple definition to it. The word is this. Here's the definition. That's pretty simple. That's not the way it is with peace. Peace is a big thing. Okay? Here's what it means in full, I mean, as much as I can without taking all day. What is peace? It is completeness. Say that with me. It is completeness in number. It's just everything's complete. It's not Humpty Dumpty fell on the wall. Humpty was on the wall. Humpty Dumpty fell off. You know, Humpty Dumpty fell. I tried to put Humpty Dumpty together. Remember, whatever. I just screwed it up. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together. I mean, Humpty was almost there, but he wasn't complete. You understand? The word peace means complete in number. Totally together. You understand? Now that's number one. Another definition, it is soundness in body. To have peace is to be sound in your body. Everything's working together. Does that make any sense? That's at peace. Be at peace. Good, I want that. How many want that? Say, y'all like everything to work. It's supposed to work. Yeah. Y'all okay? Say, hang in here with me. Number three, it is tranquility in our mind. And that might be one we would have jumped on right away. It says, you know, it's just to have a peace in my mind. Not all messed up in my head. Right? It's a tranquility in your mind. But we're not done with the word yet. Do you see how this is a crazy word? What is peace? It is contentment in my spirit. Now, what am I talking about? That place where you, deep down inside of you, that gets agitated and is upset? The very core of who you are? To be content there. Pretty big deal, isn't it? Say. And then the last one, it is harmony in what? Relationships. How many like to have peace in your relationships? You just like to be mad all the time at everybody around you. Say, oh, just bring them all to me. Let's all be mad together. How many like to get along with people? Say, can we not have peace at home and peace in the family and peace at work and peace with our friends? And can we not have some peace? How many mamas have ever said that? I see some peace! You ever said that? Say, you ever said that? Come on, y'all live. Come on. So this is the word. Don't go to sleep on me or leave me yet because this is big. This is big. So Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And the Prince has come. And the Prince made an offering for sin. And the Prince wants to give me peace. And He wants to give this to sinners, which I can't give. That's me. Wow. Makes this verse come alive a little more to me. The thief, that's the devil, comes not but to steal, to kill, and destroy your life. Jesus said, I'm come that you might have what? Life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Wouldn't you want a more full life if you could get a life like that? Wouldn't you want the peace that passes understanding? Is that what the Bible says in the New Testament we can have? I have a peace that passes understanding. Yes, it says that. How can I get that? And what is it? Well, I've sort of told you what it was. It's a bunch of things. And I want to just bring it down to where I can understand it and you can understand a little bit better. So, Jesus Christ is the who? And He's the only one who can deliver what? Real peace to the sinner. Now, it doesn't matter. Now, if you don't want to believe this, go ahead and have at it. Believe whatever you want to believe. But you're going to believe wrong. Okay? Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful. You won't meet many of these in your life. Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. There's only one Jesus. Amen? There's only one source for what you can get. Where you can get this real peace from. It's Jesus Christ. I want you to hear me out. Here we go. I'm going to tell you something. Here's the good news for you today. I have this peace. So I can talk to you about it. And you can have it too. Isn't that cool? Say. You actually have somebody standing before you today that has this peace. So, hey, Merry Christmas to you today. Because you're fixing to hear about the peace of God from somebody who knows. Okay? Now, here's the good news, too. There's people in this audience all around in this room who knows what I'm talking about, too. But maybe you'll hear something today and you'll learn a little something. Good, if you do. And you could probably teach me things about this peace of God. You understand? But that's the good news. We can talk about it today. In the flesh, right here on planet Earth, in Inglewood. Here we go. It's the greatest gift. Peace is the greatest gift for all mankind. Would you say that? Peace is the greatest gift for all mankind. Do people meet? Governments meet together? People are meeting together all the time. There's councils on this. And what are they? Peace. How can we have peace? Peace, 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 peace. People are trying to find it. They ain't getting it. Have you noticed that? The harder they work at, the worse it gets sometimes. Say. You ever heard of people trying to get peace like our government and they give away things that you go, that was stupid. Why'd you do that? That ain't going to get you peace. Have you ever said that before? Say. Sure, yeah. People are trying to find this. They get to get smartest people on the planet. Let's get together. We'll get peace. You ain't got nothing, Jack. You made it worse. Sometimes. Is that the truth? It is the truth. So here's Jesus, the Prince of Peace. And here's the deal. And we're almost done with the message. That's the good news, too. Here we go. The Prince of Peace. He gives completeness in number. What does that mean? What does that mean, Gary Clark? He gives completeness in number. Here's what it means to me, sharing with you. It means it's all good between God and me. It's all good between God and me now. It's all good between me and Him. Because of Jesus, it's all good between me and Him. He don't have nothing against me. He loves me and I love Him. And it's okay. I'm going to see Him one day. It's all good between me and God. Of all the things I have to worry about, I don't have to worry about that one anymore. Is that a good thing? Say. Oh, Gary was all messed up. All these pieces. And Gary couldn't put Gary back together again. But oh, God could do it. Amen. And made me a new man. Gave me a new life. Bible even calls that being born again. Is that what it says? Sure it does. That is what I have. Peace. So, it's good between God and me. It's all good. Say that with me. I am not at odds with God. I want to give you something you can remember maybe. Everything's going to say I am not on each one of these points. I am not, say it with me, at odds with God. Say that with me. I am not at odds with, one more time, I am not at odds with God. I mean, baby, that thing is round right there and every piece is in that puzzle because I put all my faith in one box and that's Jesus. You understand? I did exactly what He said. He said, believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. I didn't put my faith in some church, some person, some whatever, and certainly not in myself. I put it in Him. Amen. You understand? I accept what He did. Listen, I am not at odds with God. Got that first one? So what does completeness mean? It means I'm not at odds with God. All right. That's one gift under your tree. Ready? Here's another one. That word means give soundness in what? Body. Well, what's that mean? Now, this is me talking. This is me studying, me thinking. I now have a trust in God's plan. See, because I know Jesus, do I do this all the time? No. A lot of times I still worry. I still stress sometimes. But that's not because God hasn't given me peace. It's because I'm not accepting the peace that He has given me. Did you understand that? We wring our hands. We got to try to fix this person and this kid. And I got more youngs. I got to fix this one and that one and that. And then all you people's problems. So
enough to kill a man.
Listen. Listen. When I'm in my right mind and know that He has given me the peace of my mind in my body, what am I saying? I'm trying to say that I now have a trust in God's plan. I can commit whatever it is to the Lord. I have the ability to commit whatever I'm going through to the Lord. Did you hear me today? Yeah, but what if this don't work out? Well, if that don't work out, something else will. Okay? And if it does kill me, I'll see Jesus. Okay? You're hearing me today. I'm going to trust in God's plan. People are like, when are you getting done with the building? It's getting done when it gets done. Say, it's getting done debt-free for the glory of God. That ain't enough on your timetable. That's not my problem. God has a plan. Amen? And the longer I live to see just that project happen, I'm seeing Him glorified in incredible ways. Amen? Come on. Trust in God. That's the peace I have. I now have an opportunity to trust in God. I never did that. Somebody messed me over years ago. We're going to fix it. That's what we're going to do. I don't have to worry about that stuff now. Amen? You hearing me? Yes or no? I can trust in God's plan. I know that's. I could talk all day on that. But listen, say this with me. So I'm not at odds with God. And this kind of piece here about the soundness, say this with me. I am not what? About life. How many would like that right there? Say, come on, raise your hand. Don't be lying. I am not what? He's the Prince of Peace. He is the one that can help me not be stressed about what? Life! You gave me that! Wow, I want it! That's incredible! Wow, I can trust in God's plan or I can get stressed out. Is that it? Say. Is that pretty much it? Say, yes or no? Doesn't mean you don't have to do. Doesn't mean you don't have to do your best. I understand all that. But your best is not getting stressed. Okay? And this is the choir preaching here, man, because this is me. All right? But that's something else I have from Him and that I could access. Unless I'm too thick-headed. All right? Here we go. Number three. Are y'all going to sleep on me? Come on. You better unwrap this stuff. This is good stuff right here. Number three definition was He gives tranquility in my mind. Some of these might overlap a little, but this is what I thought of this. He gives me tranquility in my mind. Here's what that means to me. I firmly believe Jesus Christ is my Savior and the only way to God the Father. See, guys, I have peace that I found the pearl of great price. His name is Jesus. Okay? Okay, that treasure at the end of the rainbow, yeah, I found Him. His name is Jesus. Did you hear me? Yes or no? You hear me? See, I've got that in me. That's incredible. That you can have that, and you talk about a tranquility of mind to know that, you know, I've accepted the way, the truth, the life. I'm absolutely right. I'm absolutely correct in what I've done in putting my faith and trust in Jesus Christ. I don't need that. The devil can come at me, but dude, you're going to have a hard time because I'm saved. Do you hear me? Yes or no? I mean, you can come at me with the family and the kids and the church, and you can come at me in the community, and you come at me at this angle. But brother, you're going to have a hard time, devil, coming at me, telling me God doesn't love me and telling me I'm believing the wrong faith because I'm believing the right thing. I'm believing the only thing. That's the thing that should be believed. Hear me now. That's a tranquil mind when you can do that. Did you hear me? How many think I have a crazy mind? Sure you do. Sure you do. But not there I don't, Raji. I'm on this one, buddy. I'm on this one. Listen. So, He comes to give me this tranquil mind so I don't have to lay in bed at night and wrestle. Am I good enough? Am I not good enough? Did I do enough? Did I say enough penance? Did I do enough prayers? Did I do enough? Did I say enough? Oh, I can rest in Jesus. Amen. This is a big deal, guys. A lot of our world wrestles with this. To the believer, He's the Prince of Peace. Amen. So I'm not at odds with God. I'm not stressed out about life. How about this one? Say it with me. I am not what? Doubting my salvation. There's so many views out there, different roads, different beliefs. And so there's so many that a lot of times people say, I'm not going to believe anything because there's so many. Well, I believe there's one way. And I've made that decision. Whether you have the peace or not, I have the peace. And call me a nut if you want to. Just spell my name right. Two R's, Gary. Okay? my nut because I believe in Jesus. I have to honestly say I never, ever lay awake, ever, thinking if I'm going to heaven or not. Now, I lay awake for a lot of other reasons. That's why peace is a big word. I need to get some of this other stuff. Amen? That's huge, man. Fourth definition, only two to go. Here it is. Yet the word means peace. It means contentment. So the Prince of Peace gives what? Contentment in my spirit. Now, guys, this is absolutely gigantic. One of the biggest, and it took me years to ever realize he could give me this. I know I matter to God, and I truly have value. Did you hear me today, yes or no? Listen, listen. I have contentment in my spirit deep down right in here, baby. Right down here in the gut of Gary Clark. Right down here in the side of me where you cut me, and that's where who I really am. My will, my emotions, who Gary is. I know I matter to God. I know a person. I do not have to get value from being married to another person. I don't get value from my children. Okay, I now have value. See, because I have children. No, I had value before I had kids. Did you understand that? See, if it was just little old Gary on the planet right here, guess what? God loved Gary. Do you hear me today or not? Now, I don't want to be ugly, but a lot of people are screwed up because they get their value from another person. They suck in that person dry. We were never put on this planet to do that to other people. You listening to me or not? Did I lose you today or not? People shoot themselves because somebody walks out of their life. Well, I hate to give you this news, guys. If you live a good while on this planet, there are people going to walk out of your life. And then who are you? You're a nobody then? You're a nothing then? Is that who you are? How many ever felt that way? Put your hand up with me. Go ahead. Come on. It's a lie. You are somebody. Did you hear me today? That's the peace of God, man. Whew. That's good stuff. I know you might think it's crazy. I love it. Yes, ma'am. Come on. Got me amen in the back right corner. Woo! I know I matter to God and I have value. I am not, say it with me, would you say that with me? I am not a nobody because the Prince of Peace has given me that in my spirit. And he says things like, Gary, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He says things like, no man, say it with me if you know it, can pluck you from my what? Father's hand. How precious is that, guys? Say. Yeah, we ought to praise the Lord. We ought to praise the Lord. Some people need that. Whew. Hey, look. Look, you know, I love kids and love marriage and love all that. But you'll have a better relationship with your children. You have a better relationship in your marriage if you realize you have value to God. And you start sharing your life and caring instead of breathing their air. Breathe his air. You hear me, yes or no? All right, a little crazy this morning. Last one. I like these presents. He gives harmony in relationships. He gave me that. Yeah, peace. The Prince of Peace. So I'm not at odds with God. I'm not stressed out about life. Don't have to be. I am not doubting my salvation. I'm not a nobody. Here's the last one. I can forgive because I've been forgiven. You think that's big or not? Some people, all they know is how to do is get even. That's all they know. I'm just going to get even. Going to hurt them, kill them, leave them, sue them, do something to them. How about the Prince of Peace coming into your life and you forgive them? Really? Really? Peace. It's a gift from God. Amen? Are you hearing me today? What's this last one? I'm not at odds with others. How does it feel to walk around town not being at odds with somebody in this town? I can walk anywhere. I can walk anywhere on this planet and not be at odds with somebody. Did you know that, yes or no? I have the ability from God, through the Prince of Peace, to not be at odds with anybody. Did y'all know that or not? Say. Now, you might not can do that. I don't know why you can't. If you know Jesus, you can. Did you hear me or not today? Does it hurt? Sure. Does it hurt sometimes when people have hurt me? Nobody probably has more people that don't want to see me in this town than me. I've been preaching here for 30 years. You know what I'm saying? But no matter where I go, when people don't like me or turn away, don't want to come to Fellowship Church, I don't avoid them when they walk down some grocery aisle. They better go the other way. I ain't. You understand that? Why would I do that? I don't need to do that. Now, I don't mean to be ugly. I think, I got so many people who love me, and I love them. It's awesome. I can't anybody have more friends than I've got. I thank God for it. However, the point is that it doesn't, you can think of different people. You've known me for years, many of you. You know, I can just be kind. Why can't we just be kind? Can you be kind and just keep your head up and your chin up and put a smile on your face? Can you do that? Say. Now, you can't do it, and I can't do it, but Jesus, the hope of glory in you, can. Say yes or no. See, that's what I'm talking about, the Prince of Peace. Now, I'm done today. It's a long message. Jesus Christ is the what? How many would say, Pastor Gary, at least I appreciate Him a little more now for being the Prince of Peace than I did before when I came in this building today? Can we give Him some praise today? I learned something today about you. Come on. Jesus Christ sits on the mercy seat. Come on. Jesus Christ is where God and man meet. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulders, and His name shall be called, say it with me, Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Would you shout it? The Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. Praise the Lord with me this morning. That's a good message. I loved it.